Industries of North Central Wisconsin out of Menasha. The first reader will be Sarah. I'm not sure who the second reader is, but let's begin with the work samples, please.
For 6,000. The budget request is primarily going to musicians' fees and to marketing costs for the event. So this is Portrapalooza. You know, it's a rural arts engagement through this cultural tradition of being on the porch. I think it's a really brilliant concept. I think a strong local artist investment going on, weaving this neighborhood development into some of these low-income areas. So they literally are going to be having a series of events where they have musical acts happen on porches throughout the different neighborhoods, most of them, again, identified for being areas of disinvestment that are happening in low-income areas. Additionally, there's this puppet making investment to go along with the musicians. I think all the arts leadership they're looking at is strong and what I would call still creative placemaking expertise that's there. You know, it's a small-scale event. I think they're trying to keep it low budget. I do think the artist fees are low. I think if we're saying 100 for a musician, I would put it more at 250. But again, that's a question of where they can produce that from or whether that means they would have to scale back on the number of artists. Additionally, for me, I mean, I just think, again, they're working from Goodwill Industries is actually working with a neighborhood partner, a neighborhood development partner. It just seems like a strong partnership. They're really doing engagement with the residents within the production itself, and just an opportunity, again, for neighborhood leadership to grow through that arts participation. I also thought it was fantastic. They're using, you just say REM, this evaluation system that comes out of social service industry. I just would like to see even further experimentation with that to look at how you might track the aesthetics, you know, of art layers of experience, because they already have the kind of system built for looking at some of the perceptual, social perception of the neighborhood and so forth based off participation. And just overall, again, I just come up with everyone. It's just, like, not a lot of commentary on how they're integrating learnings back in, so how are the neighbors having transparency around all that data? And I still like this idea that maybe I just mentioned it briefly, but the idea that local artists could be going around before the event, you know, almost like a trailer of sorts, I thought that was interesting to potentially even grow as a way of just letting neighbors, again, who might not be looking at social media or have internet connection, might may or may not be going to other events or have flyers. And then just commentary on the puppet work particularly. Similar comment for me, again, how do you get this to look more at local culture, what's going on with characters in the neighborhood, neighbors or the place itself, not just looking at fantastic images like dragons and butterflies, but more located to the nuances of that place.
I found it confusing because when I read the application, it only talked about Portrapalooza, and then when I read the narrative, they only talked about the puppet parade. So is the budget for the puppet parade and Portrapalooza? I didn't understand what it was, whether I felt like they were confused as to what we're actually doing. Both of it sounds really good. You know, I mean, both ideas. I agree with you, though. I'd like to see more for the community. The Portrapalooza, when they talked about that, that was going to be local artists from that area, so that made more sense to me.
Just to clarify, so Portrapalooza has been going on for a while, mm-hmm. and this says it's a year one.
Mm-hmm.
So I would make the assumption that it's talking about year one of the parade.
Even though the application is only about Portrapalooza.
So there's nothing in the application narrative at all about the parade?
Nope. I've already read that.
for? It says the Penn Neighborhood Public
Not the narrative, the application.
Oh, in the application.
So you're just talking about the form.
The form. In the application. The application where it gives you the summary of what the event is.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was strictly about Porchapalooza.
Okay, got it. Got it.
And then the narrative did not talk about Porchapalooza at all.
Right.
Yes, I understood the parade is just a subpart of that.
Right.
But I didn't.
So it would have been really helpful in the project summary for them to have focused on the parade and say how it is integrated within the larger Porchapalooza piece.
But you're right, because it says the Fox Valley Symphony subsidy in the budget. Yeah.
Right.
So the budget does read like
it's for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that, again, I like that it had local musicians into Porchapalooza. You know, yes, I agree that the puppets are spectacular to look at, and children will enjoy doing that, but it would be nice to see some maybe more cultural-type puppets.
And marketing.
Sorry that we're looking at the budget to see what Lynn is saying, and she's right. I mean, in the artistic fees are for the musicians.
Right.
I was expecting that it would be the Heart of the Beast people and so forth, mm-hmm. but it doesn't seem to be.
So I almost feel like, oops, we sent the wrong piece of information in. And that I'm going to say is, to me, when people do not triple check and double check, I am a terrible speller, so I have noticed all the spelling errors, and I think that's important. Spell check doesn't always spell they correctly, so we need to have somebody else read it. We need to have somebody else maybe go over these applications to make it easier for us to read, especially those of us that have never done anything like this before. That's important.
I thank everyone for their comments. In the interest of time, we're next done. If there is nothing else,
I guess I'd like to hear Jess's voice in this, because I don't think he's spoken yet.
I totally agree with that. I felt that project narrative and the application were totally separate projects. I was thoroughly confused as to how one talked about Porchapalooza, how the budget went toward performing artists, and then to get to the narrative to read about a parade, which does not mention the Porchapalooza, I don't believe at all. Yeah. But I felt like there was a lack of double or triple checking before this was sent in.
Agreed, and I'm disappointed because I was so excited by the parade. the Heart of the Beast is an awesome puppet theater.
Yeah,
I love the fact that I think I got so carried away by the narrative about the parade that I didn't pay very much attention to the budget. My fault. As far as the parade, though, I loved the fact that they were going to start with a couple of neighborhoods and my first question is right, that the parade's going to be over, but then it answered that by saying, well, they're going to be in at least two other parades during the summer and then on display, and then next year they're going to add neighborhoods, and then they painted this amazing vision of in a few years in Menasha there's going to be a neighborhood parades all converging on the downtown area. I mean, I got really excited by that. And so I'm sorry that they blew the budget.
And my next question is how do you do this then? How do you do the grant? Because
do we just reflect the budget and the organizational score and give high scores for other things?
You're each going to handle it differently. Each of you panelists will handle how you review this application given that discrepancy differently. I'm sure. So, be consistent.
Did you catch that earlier?
I did not.
I did not.
Didn't see it, no?
it's funny because it tells you I tend to pay more attention to the application than the narrative. I read the narratives, but
right.
So I was already reading it inside the frame of reading the application.
Well, when you were talking about Fortune Loose, I went, what? This was about a puppet break, because I pay more attention to the narrative. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess that's why you have a panel, huh?
That's right. Yes, and I didn't bring this at all, because it's like, yeah.